Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Monday, April 22nd. Today on Forbes, who will benefit from O.J. Simpson's estate? It's complicated. Before he died from cancer at the age of 76 earlier this month, O.J. Simpson never voluntarily paid any of the $33.5 million in damages awarded against him for the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Or so the Goldmans say. The former star running back and sports newscaster was famously acquitted of those murders in a 1995 criminal trial, but 2 years later, he was found liable for the deaths in a subsequent civil trial. The civil jury's award was $8.5 million in compensatory damages to the Goldman family and $12.5 million in punitive damages to each family. Last week, Simpson's longtime attorney, Malcolm Laverne, rubbed salt in the Goldman family's wounds. After learning that he had been named executor of Simpson's estate, he initially told reporters, quote, "It's my hope that the Goldmans get zero, nothing, and I will do everything in my capacity as the executor or personal representative to try and ensure that they get nothing." Laverne, who did not respond to Forbes' request for comment, later walked back his comments a step, calling his initial statement, quote, "harsh." But he wasn't finished talking. During an appearance on Chris Cuomo's News Nation show just over a week ago, he dismissively referred to the money owed to the families of Brown and Goldman as, quote, "celebrity debt," saying that expenses and taxes would take priority. Fellow Cuomo guest Geraldo Rivera called that characterization, quote, "disrespectful," and Cuomo cut Laverne's appearance short. While his delivery left something to be desired, Laverne wasn't entirely wrong in his characterization. Simpson's will was filed with the Clark County District Court in Nevada on April 12, 2024, making it subject to the laws of that state. It provides that after expenses are paid, the remaining assets will pour into the Orenthal Simpson Revocable Living Trust. Notably, both the will and revocable trust were executed in January of this year. Simpson was diagnosed with cancer in 2023. The new documents may have replaced earlier ones. The lawyers that prepared Simpson's January documents did not respond to our request for comment. While the trust doesn't have to be filed with the court, Laverne has said what's in it goes to Simpson's children. He has four surviving children from two marriages, two with his first wife and two by Nicole Brown. But what might be left for the Goldmans, or Simpson's children? And will the public ever find out what's in the estate? Brooke M. Borg, a Nevada estate planning attorney, notes that when an estate is subject to probate in Nevada, the executor must provide notice to known creditors and publish notification in a newspaper of general circulation for any unknown creditors. In a Nevada probate, creditors have either 60 or 90 days, depending on the estate's value, to file claims against the estate. This is called the creditor claim period. Then, the statutory order for paying expenses kicks in. This is what Laverne got right. By law, the debts and charges of the estate must be paid according to that order. At the top of the list, expenses of administration, including legal fees and executors' commissions, funeral expenses, current taxes owed, and the expenses of the last illness. Next come the debts of the deceased. Certain debts get statutory preference, such as Medicaid reimbursements, wages owed to employees, mortgages, and other secured debts. If a lien is filed for the money owed to the Brown and Goldman families, the debt is considered secured debt and gets priority over unsecured debts. In fact, a lien was recorded in 2022 in Nevada. Borg says that this means if there is money to pay the Goldman's judgment after payment of any other statutory creditors, it will be paid. She says, quote, "If there is a probate and there is money to pay all claims, there will be little to nothing the executor can do to avoid the obligation to pay the Goldman judgment." And, she notes, the court is likely to examine very closely any claims of administrative expenses, attorney's fees, or wages to employees to ensure they are legitimate before allowing them. In other words, the court will make sure these claims are not overinflated in an attempt to blow through the money to pay these expenses so the Goldman judgment is not paid. If valid, all of these claims and Simpson's debts will be paid before the beneficiaries, in this case Simpson's adult children, receive anything. There are, however, more considerations, including Florida state law and other legal issues, to take into account, making things more complicated regarding Simpson's estate. For full coverage, check out Kelly Phillips Erb's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.